Hello, I'm Donovan Kane. Welcome back to the podcast, where I've been reading you Deep in the Woods, Book 1 of the Fortune series, written by New York Times bestselling author Annabelle Joseph. Today, I will continue reading Annabelle Joseph's book to you with Episode 9. Chapter 9. Maybe, just maybe, it was a little nasty of him to plug her and rub ginger on the toy beforehand. Okay. So that was downright mean. But he couldn't feel too guilty. If he had to sit through dinner with her parents, fielding barely disguised insinuations about the nature of the relationship and prickly questions about his intentions towards her, he would entertain himself at the same time. And he was highly entertained. He looked over at Sophie and winked. She was half gooey, half embarrassed. The plug in her ass would be keeping her mind centered on only one thing, which was probably somewhat distressing for her as her mother asked her to pass the potatoes and her father smiled over at her. Their precious little girl. Your precious little girl was on her knees sucking on my balls less than 4 hours ago. Then I crammed ginger in her ass and paddled at Scarlet. Now she's wearing an anal plug. You don't want to know what I'm planning to do to her later. He wished he had his camera. He would love to record the expression on her face. It was nothing so overt that her parents would notice, but knowing her as intimately as he did.
"How are your classes going, darling?"
Her mother, Ashley, smiled at her fidgeting daughter. Dave knew her name was Ashley, but he couldn't bring himself to call her anything other than Mrs. Wheeler. Same with her father, James. Mr. Wheeler all the way. Dave listened as Sophie launched into a description of her classes and finals coming up. "And this time around it's been easier for you?" asked her father. "I guess we have this man to thank." He winked at Dave, which made Dave uncomfortable, but it was his words that annoyed him the most. Somehow insinuating that Sophie was only succeeding because someone else was helping her. "No, actually, she's done all the work, and it hasn't been easy. She's a very smart woman, Mr. Wheeler, and I never passed high school pre-calc, to tell the truth. I suppose she just wasn't ready the first time around. Soph?" She shrugged.
"Maybe I have better teachers this time. The classes are smaller since it's a local college."
"Well, when you're ready to start applying to medical schools, you let me know. I have plenty of friends who will be happy to help. And Daddy still has money put away for you, pumpkin." Dave ground his teeth. Asshole. Friends, money, connections. How about letting her accomplish what she was very well capable of doing on her own? She was capable of a whole lot when removed from her father's toxic parenting. No wonder she hadn't made it through college the first time. Her father probably offered to pay for her grades on top of everything else. "Maybe you can apply for scholarships, Sophie, to cover some of the costs," Dave suggested.
"Maybe. I still haven't decided what program to apply for. I have to get these prerequisite courses out of the way. It'll be a few years yet." "There are plenty of wonderful programs right here in the Atlanta area, honey,"
Mrs. Wheeler said.
"You won't have to leave your dashing boyfriend to go running off to school."
She batted her false eyelashes at Dave with a flirtatious smile and picked up her wine glass.
"When I went to school many moons ago, I went for one reason and one reason only. To get my missus." "Oh, Mom, stop," said Sophie, rolling her eyes. "I mean, wow, that was really progressive of you." "Well, it wasn't about being progressive back then, hun. It was about finding a place in life where you could be happy. And I am happy with your father."
Dave barely managed to suppress a snort. Mr. Wheeler was Ashley's third husband, which Sophie pointed out dryly.
"Third time's a charm,"
her mother returned without missing a beat. This was going far worse than the previous times they'd dined at Sophie's parents' finally appointed home. Dave stretched his legs under the table. Perhaps he could make some excuse to get them out of dessert, although Mrs. Wheeler made a killer cheesecake. "What about you, Dave?" Mr. Wheeler turned to him with a forced smile. "How is your career going?" He said career as if he thought Dave's photography business was anything but. He'd been honest with him, describing himself as a fine arts photographer specializing in erotic composition. Mrs. Wheeler had gone all aflutter over that. "It's going well, Mr. Wheeler. Thanks for asking. This is always a busy season just before the holidays. People want to have photos made for family and friends. For masters and dames, dungeon-inspired Christmas cards."
"And have you taken any photos of our lovely Sophie yet?" asked Mr. Wheeler.
"Yes," Dave smiled. "She did finally agree to let me photograph her. We took some beautiful photos in the woods just last weekend when we were hiking." His face crinkled in relief, as if the fact that Dave had taken them outside meant that they were not of the erotic type.
"I'd love to see them."
"I'll bring some prints for you next time we're over," Dave said with a nod. "She's very photogenic. A great model."
"Of course she is. And how are things with Dr. Perez, honey? Still going well?"
"Going great," Sophie nodded. "I think I could probably stop going. It's been a year since..."
"No," Dave and Mr. Wheeler said at the same time. They glanced at each other, and Dave saw it there for just a moment, flashing hard and sharp in her father's eyes, the deep, abiding distrust for Dave and what he might want with Sophie. Dave cleared his throat and looked away. "You should keep going to therapy, Sophie. Just a while longer. I think it would be for the best."
"Yes," Mr. Wheeler agreed. "It can take a long time to get over really traumatic experiences."
Dave watched Sophie hunch over miserably. All she wanted was to be out of there. He could see it in the set of her shoulders and her frown, the feeling that she was still being blamed for what was not really her fault. "Just a few more months, maybe," Dave offered. "A truce." She shrugged.
"Whatever." "Who wants cheesecake?"
her mother interjected, hopping up to clear the plates.
"I would love some, Mrs. Wheeler," said Dave. "But I don't know about Sophie." He looked over at her and caught her eye with a subtle grin. "She looks absolutely stuffed." He let her vent all the way home. Before long, her irate ranting and strings of unintelligible args and uhs burned themselves out, and they began to laugh together over the most awkward moments of the night. It was wonderful to hear her laugh after all the tension. She still squirmed beside him, no doubt enduring sore butt cheeks above and beyond the plug in her ass. He reached over and squeezed her knee.
"It's been a long day. I'm going to take you home and fuck you silly and put you to bed. If you're lucky, I'll let you come first." He could practically feel her tumble into submissive headspace. "Would you like to come tonight, Sophie?"
"Oh, God, yes, sir. I need to."
"Do you think you deserve to?"
"I, sir, that's for you to decide. Whether I come or not is up to you."
"What if I said you could come only if you also had to wear that plug all night afterward?" He laughed out loud at the strangled noise she made in her throat. "Well, don't worry. It's coming out as soon as we get home. Of course, that's only because my cock is going to replace it for a while. The toy may or may not go back in later," he added with an ominous quirk of his brow. At home, he sent Sophie to remove the plug and bend over the bed while he let out Serby. He took his time, throwing a ball for the energetic dog, thinking the whole time of his lovely sub wanting to be fucked. Finally, he let Serby in and had him heal in the living room. Dave ignored his complaining whine as he shut the door. He took a moment to admire Sophie's bottom before going into the bathroom to wash his hands. He returned with a condom and a brand new toy and went to her, slapping her ass cheeks as he pressed against the backs of her thighs.
"Stand up," he said in the silence.
When she did, his arms came around her waist to pull her closer, back against his chest. He nuzzled her, breathing in the fresh vanilla scent of her hair, then he held up the new toy in his right hand.
"I bought you something."
He held it still and let her look at it. It was a new gag,
and in place of the red ball they usually had, this one had a short, thick mouthpiece, styled to look like a cock. She was silent, and he couldn't see her expression, but she pressed closer against him.
"I know, baby. It looks scary, but it'll be okay. Do you know why I want you to wear this?"
"No, sir."
"It's because I like you best when your holes are all filled up, airtight. I like you a lot that way. Did you know that?"
He turned her face sideways, pressing it against his chest. His cock poked her sore cheeks as he caressed the line of her jaw.
"Beautiful girl. I wish I could fill every hole. Someday I will. Would you like that? All three holes full of your sir, and perhaps one of his friends?"
"Yes, sir. That sounds wonderful."
Her voice was quivery but lovely. My God, she was so sweet. "We'll talk about that later, baby. For now..."
He drew the gag into her mouth and buckled the straps around the back. She stared back at him, her gaze a lovely amalgamation of shame, wonder, and jittery excitement.
"It's okay. It's okay to like it," he soothed her. "I want you to like it, Sophie, because I like it very much."
Sophie was so hot she thought she would burst into flames. The way he was speaking to her, the way he talked in such a coarse way about filling all her holes, and his comments about possibly sharing her with one of his friends. It made her quake with horniness. She knew he would take care of her, no matter what, and the idea of being with two men at once was one of Sophie's long-time fantasies. She had confessed a fascination with the idea soon after they met, but she never imagined the fantasy might become a reality. Her thoughts were scattered all over the place, but she snapped back to attention as he lifted the gag. She felt like his own sexual thing, his own toy, as he worked it gently between her teeth. It filled her mouth, depressing her tongue. She felt instantly, totally in submission to him. His hands on her waist soothed and yet aroused her. Barry hadn't used gags, but Dave enjoyed them. And Sophie liked the way they made her feel powerless. The smallest pressure on the small of her back had her bending over the bed. She heard the condom wrapper, felt the cold dab of lube deposited at the opening of her anus. She resisted the urge to tense, even though it always hurt, at least a little, when he took her anally due to his size. He pressed the head of his cock against her and slipped inside, just a little. She drew a deep breath around the barrier of the penetrative gag. The worst pain came in the initial probing of the thick crown. He stopped while she breathed in and out, giving her a moment to adjust before he surged ahead, and she was grateful for it. Then he fell forward, filling her, pinning her to the bed. The feel of him was nothing like the feel of the plug. When he was in her ass, it felt like his cock was the entire world, and she existed only to receive it.
"Oh."
His hands tightened on her hips. She moaned, a muffled sound from behind the gag.
"Yes, you're my good girl, aren't you? My good little girl. You love when I fill you up like this."
She moaned louder. If not for the gag, she would have been falling over herself, babbling, "Yes, yes, yes, yes."
"I'm deep inside your ass, you horny little girl. I love how you feel, how tight you are, the way you accept me even when I'm way too big for you."
His words curled through her brain on a straight path to the throbbing center between her legs. Her thighs tightened in arousal, clenched around his dick as it plowed in and out. He was already shaking behind her, nearing orgasm. He pulled her up so her back was against his front, turning her head towards him with the black strap of the gag.
"Sophie, do you want to come?"
Her cry of assent was distorted by the dildo in her mouth, but surely he got the picture from the way she thrust back against him.
"Do you want me to touch you?"
"God, please touch me."
When he finally reached around her front to part her slick lips and slide his thumb over her clitoris, she almost howled from the pleasure of it. Hot pangs of wondrous sensation made her shiver and moan. Her uncontrolled, desperate noises made him chuckle softly in her ear.
"Don't try to talk. Just let me touch you. Be still. Let me fuck you."
Sophie stilled her jerky, erratic movements and let him take her. Slow, then fast, he surged into her ass and out again while his fingers stroked over her clit in a slow rhythm. Waves of sharp erotic pain and pleasure swirled around, completely centered on the button between her legs. The double penetration, the skillful touch, the domination. Her teeth would have chattered from arousal if not for the gag. Then, like a bolt of lightning down her legs and up through her ass, she felt a contraction and then a release of hot, thrilling fire. She moaned and let him hold her as her legs gave out. He held her tight and pumped into her as the orgasm shook her, joining her in her climax. With a gasp, he fell forward, covering her, his fingers twisting into her hair.
"Good God, Sophie. My God."
Sophie turned her head to him, needing his nearness. He licked along the strap of the gag, still holding her impaled on his thick tulle.
"I want to kiss you, but I don't want to leave you yet. I want you to stay filled a little longer. I belong inside you, don't I? You aren't complete without me filling you. We belong together, always."
As soon as he removed the gag, as soon as her mouth was her own again, she said,
"Yes, sir. Yes, 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 yes."
Yes, and yes, and yes again, until his deep kisses silenced her fervent words. The end of this episode. Come back tomorrow, and I'll read you episode 10 of Deep in the Woods, book 1 of the Fortune series, written by New York Times best-selling author Annabelle Joseph. You can find out more about Annabelle Joseph and her books at annabellejoseph.com. I'm Donovan Kane. Thank you for listening.